Welcome to the Brands and Bubbly podcast, where we talk business tips and resources for female entrepreneurs looking for support in the small business community. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Hillary.
Hey guys, so today we're going to talk about multi-channel marketing and what that means for small businesses. So we find that a lot of small business owners will just use one channel, and that one channel is social media. So, and that's fine, right? Using social media is great. It's a great way to get out there and help people learn about your business. But, you know, you shouldn't just put all your eggs in the social media basket is what we want to talk about. Yeah. So, you know, so there's other things. So, you know, last month, for example, Facebook and Instagram went down, right?
I thought it was a just a me issue at first.
And then it was like an everybody issue. And then there's the whole, like, you know, TikTok could be banned thing. So when we talk about, you know, marketing channels, we think of social media just as like one bucket.
Right.
But what we kind of want to touch on today is like the importance of an email list and collecting emails, because that is really like, you own that information and nobody can take that away from you. So it's really important to, you know, have ways for people to sign up to your email list and take advantage of email marketing.
Yeah. So you should always be, you know, I think it's easily forgotten that you should always be working on growing your email list and always having methods of growing it. You know, not just a sign up page, maybe on your website at the bottom, but there's a ton of different ways that you can be encouraging people to opt into your emails and reaching them. What would be one that you're using right now that you find to be really effective to get people to actually sign up for emails?
Well, the big one is just having, you know, the pop-up on your website that can capture emails. So whether that's, you know, if you're a service-based business, whether that's offering some type of lead magnet, like brochure with free information type type thing, or like a 10% off a service or a product or whatever that is to entice people to join your list.
Yeah, and a lot of retail also does that kind of, you know, if you sign up now, get 10% off your order,
exactly.
20% off your order, whatever it might be. So I know that that's a really big one. And those usually come in a pop-up, right, when you get on the website.
Another one would be like, you know, if you're at an event, if you're someone who goes to vendor events and pops up, make sure you have like an email list, like even if it's just a piece of paper where people can put their information down so that you can capture it. So like, you know, having segmented marketing and email is great. So you're not just emailing everyone at the same time all of your information. So like I just said, you know, you're at a vendor event. Say, I'm just thinking like the biggie. So if you're not from around where we're from, it's a big fair in our area, and they are having a pretty big push to support small businesses now. But, you know, say you capture a ton of email information from these people.
Yeah, some of them could be not local, you're not really exactly sure, but you know where you collected the data at least.
Right, so like you could send an email out to those people specifically. So that segment would be like a big E or like your fair or specific to the event that you're at segment. So nice to meet you at the such and such event. Here's 10% off of your next purchase, or thanks for shopping with me at this event. Here's a coupon or whatever. So it helps you follow up directly with a customer who is already interested in you and your services.
Right. I have mine segmented like that in my email, which I use Flowdesk, and I'm able to color coordinate and everything. So that makes it really easy. And I have it categorized by what type of session that people are typically booking. And then you can also add people to multi categories. So a lot of people that do my fall minis or my Christmas minis or spring minis, like I know that, you know, they're typically families or they're interested in those smaller sessions and like to book them. So I want to make sure that they find out about them first. So I'm kind of directing the emails to those people first. And then also because I'm sending portrait and wedding emails and then business emails, I try to send the business emails to people that are looking for my business branding services so that I'm also not flooding inboxes exactly. with people with things that maybe they don't want to see. And maybe on occasion they do, but I want to make sure that I'm hitting the right audience so that those people are actually opening the emails yes. and engaging with them, because that's a whole other conversation, but that's important mm-hmm. as well, is that people are actually opening your emails and engaging with them so that you don't get spammed.
Yeah.
but ultimately still you want to be resonating with your ideal audience. So I definitely have them categorized in different ways, and you can also just send to everybody because some things are important to go to everyone.
Yeah, like a maybe like a monthly newsletter or something right. like that, where you just want to keep everyone in the loop. You know, you have upcoming events or upcoming, I don't know, whatever information you want to share about your
maybe
business.
A sale or whatever. I mean, everybody might be interested in something like that around the holidays or whatever right. it is. So it's, you know, it's important to have different categories and be targeting those audiences, but also growing those lists. And, you know, I know you said having like the pop-up to collect, and I know on the business side of things, like you can have like a free freebie, like a free how-to or a guide or something, because mm-hmm. you do always want to be offering tidbits of value and information to people as well, and making it worthwhile to open those emails and sure. get those emails. So that's another way to make sure that they're getting opened up and people are joining your email lists.
Another thing that's important to add too, you know, if someone is in your store or your business in general and they are, you know, making a purchase, making sure that you're asking them if they want to sign up for your email marketing when yes. you're checking out. Like, that's a huge one, right? Because you can't just email someone.
No, it's permission-based, you know, yeah. to add
it's
someone.
It's illegal yeah. to just email someone without asking.
Yes.
And making sure you're using a platform like a Constant Contact or a MailChimp or something that allows you to unsubscribe.
Yeah, it's really important to be able to unsubscribe to emails that you're getting if you, you know, maybe no longer, they don't resonate with you, maybe you moved away. I mean, there's a million different circumstances why you no longer want to receive someone's emails, and that's totally okay. I mean, it's just part of it.
And I do want to add from like the marketing side of things too, like don't be afraid to send emails. I feel like I have a lot of clients that are like, oh, I'm going to get unsubscribes. I'm going to get unsubscribes if I send too many emails. But the reality is you could literally be giving away $1 million and people are still going to unsubscribe from your emails. So you really can't be afraid to, you know, send them and put your offerings out there, you know?
Yeah. And typically, I mean, if people don't want the tidbits of information that you're giving, education, whatever it is that you're sending in emails, they're probably not necessarily your clients. And it's okay to have people unsubscribe because, you know, that's just part of it. And like bringing it back to where I was before is that you want people opening your emails and reading your emails. And if people are just letting them sit there, you'd rather have them just unsubscribe so that you're not marked as spam, so that your engagement goes up and, you know, those emails are actually being looked at and read. So it's okay to have people
yes.
unsubscribe, you know. And actually, I think we talked about this before, too. Sometimes people unsubscribe simply because you could be sending it to 3 different email addresses
yeah.
that they put in. So don't be discouraged if you see it, because you never know people's reasoning for doing it.
Exactly, too. And, like, just staying on topic with the marketing, we want to make sure that all of our emails are branded, right?
So consistent.
Consistency is key. So what fonts and colors and verbiage that you're using on your website, you should also be using in your emails, and you should also be using in your social media. So going back to the multi-channel marketing, like, your branding should be consistent across everything.
Yeah, no matter where you are. I mean, that even goes to, though, I know we were going to touch a little bit on the networking.
Yeah.
Is that even when you show up with your business cards or your printed materials that you're going to give out places, those should be consistent as mm-hmm. well. So you're showing up consistently across multiple platforms or
channels or whatever. And, like, so like diving into marketing a little bit, or not marketing, sorry, networking, that is huge. So I always tell clients, you know, go into networking events with the mindset of you want to build relationships and you want to meet people, right? So like,
right,
a lot of people will go into them thinking like, what am I going to get out of this? You don't want to have that mindset.
No.
You want to go into like, who can I build relationships with? Who can I collaborate with? Because you never know who people know, right?
Right.
Like I, for example, I attended like a virtual women in business networking event maybe like 4 or 5 months ago. I went, it was great. I made some good connections and I just now got a website out of it. So you never know what's going to come of these events. It's just showing up for your business, showing up for your brand, and just talking to people.
Yeah. So when I go to in-person networking, I definitely realize too that, you know, it's not an instant gratification type mm-hmm. of situation. It's definitely putting yourself out there and making those authentic connections.
Yes.
And then, you know, as time goes by, you know, things kind of come full circle and mm-hmm. you remember people that you met, or maybe they remember that they met you, and it comes back. But you know, you can't go into it thinking, what am I getting today?
Yeah.
You have to make those connections, put yourself out there, and just continue to do it over and over and over again. So, you know, but I mean, social media is like that too. You don't just make one post or email, send one email, and right. all of a sudden everybody's knocking your door down to be your client or shop with you.
Right. It's all like what you're doing with your marketing is relationship building, right?
Right.
So whether that's on social media, whether that is in person, whether that is through your email marketing or whatever channels that you're using, your goal is essentially to build trust with your clientele. Like you're always going to have your
community. I mean, yeah. everything.
Yeah. And you're always going to have your impulse buyers, but
right.
generally it takes like, you know, 5 to 6 times of someone seeing your product or you in general,
name, people talking about you, recommending yep. you, your posts, whatever it is. I mean, it has to kind of register so many times where you're like, all right, like mm-hmm. I see such and such working with them.
You become creditable that
right.
way.
Right. And you build that trust. And, you know, because I think we all know it's sometimes hard to invest. Mm-hmm. You know, we work hard and where are we going to spend? Who are we going to invest with? And then, right. you know, we have to build that trust. So putting yourself out there at those in-person networking as well as, you know, everywhere else, you know, you just can't think that you're leaving that night with a ton of leads
yes.
or
sometimes it happens.
I mean, if it happens, that is great. It's just best to go into it the mindset that you're making connections and maybe a collaboration or maybe getting a coffee in a few weeks
right.
or whatever it is. But it's definitely a little bit different.
Yeah. So go into, you know, what you're doing with your marketing with the goal of making true connections and relationship building with your target audience. And again, like not just using social media as a channel to get across to your clientele. Like you should be definitely doing your email marketing. Like if you do not have an email list, start today, start right now.
Yeah, literally right now. And I mean, on top of when you think of, you know, okay, we have email, we have in-person networking and we have social media, you know, we touched on earlier, okay. You know, as far as I know, maybe not certain social media platforms are our favorite or bring us as many leads, but like looking now at Facebook being down, you know, that brings Instagram down. So now you've lost both of those.
Right.
Not every business is going to be, you know, great on TikTok or a good fit. But now look at like if this TikTok ban happens and you're totally in TikTok, but you're not on Facebook or on LinkedIn or on whatever else,
or you're only using social media in general,
right? It's you know,
you just lost your whole, you know,
that's it. So
yeah.
It's just so important to really be touching on a whole bunch of different
So I definitely encourage you to sit down and take a look at the channels that you're using for your business And if the answer is just social media, like thinking of social media as just one channel, right? So like if you're just using social media, you know, there's multiple that you can add on. So definitely email marketing should be one of them. Like networking is great, but, you know, it shouldn't just be one channel.
Yeah, and so, that's nothing else in between.
Yep. So definitely multi-channel is the way to go. Yeah, because you want to make sure that, you know, if social media goes, Facebook goes down,
any of them are down, like whatever is to happen, that you have another place that you can just continue your marketing
and reach your audience.
Yeah, exactly. You need to be able to connect with them and, you know, pivot your marketing plan a little bit to lean into what is available to you in those moments to continue with your marketing strategy.
Exactly. So we're going to give you some homework tonight. Sit down and take a look at what channels you're using. And if you are only using one, maybe add two or three more so that you can reach a broader audience.
Yes.
So thank you for taking the time to listen today. And we hope that you learned a thing or two. Do your homework, market to multiple channels, and we wish you the best of luck in your business.